Chapter 9. On Monday morning, Nori woke up feeling different. She had thought about it all day Sunday, and she'd come to a decision. Ban or no ban, she was bringing her dregs to school. That Principal Gonzalez. Who did he think he was, making rules about kids' toys? Nori could understand Ms. Starr asking kids to put dregs away while she was teaching. That at least made sense. But banning the dregs from recess and the lunchroom? It was just too much. If Nori didn't bring her dregs to school with her, they would suffer. Without the proper amount of attention, they'd learn no new tricks. She wouldn't be doing right by her dregs. So she was bringing them. Done. No one would stop her. No one could stop her. She would be sneaky about it. In Ms. Starr's classroom, everything was just like it always was. Willow whispered happily with Marigold and didn't rain on anyone. Bax was his usual sullen self, twirling a pencil in his hands. Andres wore his brick pack and sat in his seat. Ms. Starr's companion rabbit, Carrot, sat cheerfully on the teacher's desk, munching on a slice of apple. Carrot was immune to Pepper's scary magic. She could also talk, thanks to Ms. Starr's upside-down magic, which gave speech to animals. "Good morning," the bunny said to each kid on arrival. "How was your weekend? Ms. Starr and I went apple picking." Nori couldn't be bothered with Carrot. Not today. She was too busy thinking about injustice. After taking roll in making morning announcements, including an announcement about the dreg ban, Ms. Starr dimmed the lights. She began a science lecture with slides on the big screen. The fifth graders had finished their unit on dragons and were now learning about volcanoes. Carrot went to sleep in the top drawer of Ms. Starr's desk. She liked the kids, but she didn't care much for lessons. Nori slipped her hand into her backpack and brought out Glowy's egg. She wouldn't hatch Glowy, not in class, of course not. She would just hold the egg. Nobody would know. And maybe it would count as playing. Maybe Glowy and her egg could tell the egg was being held. Maybe it would help her learn. Behind Nori, Bax repositioned his chair, the metal legs scraping loudly on the floor. The sound startled Nori, and her fingers clenched reflexively around the dreg. Squeeze! Uh-oh. She hadn't meant to squeeze it. Ms. Starr kept talking about magma. She showed a video of glowing red lava spraying all over the place. Glowy and her egg wobbled and rocked. Glowy hatched. The bitsy dragon popped out of Nori's hand and bounced onto the floor, where she rolled several times, then picked herself up and shook herself like a wet dog. Elliot giggled. So did Bax. So did Marigold. Soon the whole class was laughing. Ms. Starr rapped her knuckles on her desk. "Friends, what's so funny?" "Brrr," Glowy chirped. The dragon hopped forward and crashed into the leg of Elliot's desk, which was next to Nori's. Then she fell over and played dead with all 4 feet up in the air. Andres fell out of his seat. He was laughing so hard. He squirmed out of his brick pack and floated to the ceiling. Pepper covered her face with her hands, her shoulders shaking. Ms. Starr narrowed her eyes and flicked on the lights. She marched over to Elliot's desk and looked underneath it. Uh-oh. The teacher picked up the toy dragon. "Whose dreg is this?" No one answered. "Elliot?" Ms. Starr loomed over him. "It's not mine. It's under your desk. It..." Elliot looked like he was about to tell on Nori, but he clamped his mouth shut. "Elliot, I want you to tell me the truth," said the teacher. "You know these toys are not allowed at school." Elliot kept his mouth shut. Oh, drat. Nori couldn't let Elliot get in trouble because of her dreg. "Glowy's mine," she told Ms. Starr. "Sorry." Ms. Starr looked really and truly mad. She held up the dragon and took the dreg shell off Nori's desk. She popped Glowy back into the egg. "Thank you for speaking up, Nori. As for this, it belongs to me now, until I can speak to Principal Gonzalez."
"What?"
Nori exclaimed.
"No way! Miss Star!"
Surely Miss Star wasn't really against dregs. She was the nicest teacher ever. But Miss Star's gaze was steely. She opened her bottom desk drawer, dropped the dreg inside, and closed the drawer with a resounding bang. "It is my right to take away contraband, and that is exactly what I will do to any dreg I see in this classroom, or on the playground, or in the cafeteria." Ms. Starr surveyed the class. "Is that understood?" Nori simmered. Yes, it was understood. But Nori didn't accept it. Ms. Starr didn't understand. If you left your dregs at home, you weren't doing right by them. It was time to rebel, and Nori would happily lead the rebellion.